T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm pretty sure this is a Milwaukee exclusive. Joining us live right now, the head coach at the Athlete Institute, where Thon played his last two seasons in Canada. We're very happy on the Great Midwest Bank hotline to welcome in Brandon Leshovsky. Brandon, appreciate the time. Good morning. How are you?
All right, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Emotions last night when Thon goes 10th to Milwaukee.
Well, I was just listening to you play the announcement right there, and it gave me goosebumps again. Very excited. It just has been a long process for him the last couple months since he announced that he was going to try to enter the draft, and just really excited for him to be able to see the process through and now get on to the next step.
Coach, so many questions that we want to get to in a short amount of time on Thon here, but can you kind of give us a backstory of how he came to you and your program?
Yeah, he came to us a couple of years ago through mutual friends of Thon and his guardian, Ed Smith. And just kind of, he wanted to get to a situation where he could really focus on training and building his body and doing things like that, you know, he really wasn't in a situation, didn't feel he was in a situation to do that when he was in Virginia. And, you know, that border creates a little bit of a buffer from a lot of the media and the hype and everything that he was surrounded by at the time. So he could come up to Canada and get what he needed, but also be able to focus and stay out of the spotlight a little bit.
Talk with Brandon Leshovsky, Thon Maker's coach at the Athlete Institute in Ontario. For those that are unfamiliar, and I'll put my hand right up, what is the Athlete Institute and what is the level of competition that you guys play against?
Yeah, we're a boarding school here outside of Toronto and been around for about 5 years, so fairly new to the prep school scene in North America for sure. But this year we played a schedule of 43 games. We were actually on ESPN against Findlay Prep in January. We played against Prolific Prep with Josh Jackson twice. Played on a circuit called the Grind Session, and it was a very high level competition every night. We played 4 McDonald's All-Americans, and so it was great for Thon to be able to compete against the best guys pretty much every game. And then we were in a league up here in Ontario that had about 25 guys that are going to play Division I basketball at some point. And so our schedule was incredibly difficult, but we were flying all over North America. We were in Kentucky, New York, Springfield, Massachusetts, Detroit, California. We were all over the place, and a lot of it was because of Thon. Obviously, he wanted to play against the best continuously, and so that's what we did.
One of the concerns, I think, of Bucks fans and maybe teams that were looking into draft Thon was how good this level of competition was. But, I mean, like you said, it's not like these kids – these are top-level basketball guys. So you're saying Bucks fans should not be worried that the level of competition maybe north of the border was worse than it was for some of these college guys?
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't be concerned with that at all. It's always been important to Thon to play against the best, and so that's kind of how we designed our schedule, especially this year. And he wants to be the best, and knows in order to do that, he's got to continuously prove himself. And obviously through this whole process, the last couple of months, he's not afraid to do that either. Not afraid to prove himself against others. And so that's what Thon Maker is. He's a competitor and doesn't shy away from anybody.
Talk with Athlete Institute coach Brian Leshovsky. He was Thon Maker's coach the last 2 years here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. How old is Thon Maker?
He's 19.
So where are these concerns coming
from?
Yeah, I was going to follow up.
I think the concerns come from there's a lot of people that come from that region that there's a lot of question marks, and I understand that. But I look at it as you watch a mixtape or something that's on YouTube from 2 or 3 years ago, and you try to tell me that that's a 19 or 20-year-old in that mixtape. I mean, he just looks like a little baby. And so there's no doubt in my mind that his age is accurate.
Brandon Leshofsky, I apologize, Brandon, for calling you Brian there a second ago. Brandon Leshofsky joining us from the Athlete Institute in Ontario. When we watch him on YouTube, and that's for the most part, maybe some people caught him on ESPN, but when we watch him on YouTube, I mean, you look at a kid that's got all the tools right now. How raw is he? How much of a project is he? How far away is he from making an impact on this Bucks team?
Well, as far as making an impact, I think you're going to see some things right away. It may not be offensively immediately, but I can tell you things that he's going to do immediately from day one is run the floor, protect the rim, communicate, be a leader, be a great teammate. He's got a motor that does not stop. He eats, drinks, and breathes basketball. When he's not training, he's watching film or watching video of other people, and he absolutely loves the game. And so I think that those skills are going to translate immediately to the NBA level. Now, other things as far as shooting and being able to do what he's done at our level, I don't know. That's kind of the big question, I guess, to me, is how quickly is he going to be a really good offensive player? But I know that his defense and intangibles are going to be there probably from his first press conference today, because he's anxious and he's ready to go.
Now, some of these draft grades that people are doing, I give it an A++++, by the way, for the Bucks. I just want to be on the record for that. They're giving these draft grades are poor, and then I'm seeing in their analysis, doesn't have a feel for the game. I'm seeing that one phrase keep popping up. What do you think that means, and does Thon have a feel for the game of basketball?
Well, I was hoping you could tell me what that means, because I'm not exactly sure when the scouts and stuff were asking me that question. I wasn't sure what they were looking for. He's only been playing basketball for about 5 years. And so as far as seeing things maybe before they're happening or anticipating, I don't know if he's at like a Buddy Hield level yet, who's probably played when he was, you know, real young and 4 years of university. But I never felt like he was lost when we were playing. He had a plan. I think IQ is something that really is developed more from playing, but also watching video, and he invests the time and he knows, like, I know when he was sitting down with some coaches watching video in individual meetings, they were like, you know, why did you do this? And he either had a reason to his madness, or he was like, you know, I'm not sure. That was a bad move on my part, and it didn't happen again. And so he's very self-critical, and if whatever the scouts, you know, want to say about his IQ, I have absolutely no concerns, because if it's not where they think it should be, whatever that means, that it's gonna be there pretty quickly because of how much he invests in everything.
You mentioned Buddy Hield playing for most of his life. How long has Thon been playing basketball?
I think when he was 13 or 14 was the first time he picked it up.
Huh. So he's it's still relatively new. If he's, you know, he's a 19-year-old kid, he's been playing for just 5 years. Biggest strength, biggest weakness in his game on the floor?
Biggest strength is his, not just versatility, but how hard he plays. And it sticks out right away when you see a 7-footer running as hard as he runs and competing as hard as he competes. I would say that's his biggest strength right now. His weakness is probably just an overall low post game, to where, you know, he's got some go-to moves to where he can get buckets against the NBA level of competition. You know, he can stretch the floor as a shooter, has been working on speeding up his release and doing things of that nature. But overall, I would say his weakness is just that he really needs to play more and continue to for his overall game just to round in the form.
Talk with Brandon Leshovsky. He's the head coach over at the Athlete Institute, where Thon Maker spent his last 2 years. You mentioned his low post game. The NBA basketball today, it's becoming that outside shooter's dream. We saw with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. You saw with Dirk Nowitzki. Kevin Durant plays on the perimeter all the time. Does he want to play on the block, or does he prefer to play on the outside?
I think he likes to do both. He'll go down there and bang, and he's not afraid to do that. The one thing that Thon's made really clear to anybody that'll listen is that he hates the mixtapes of him, because you see just a very small part of his game, and, you know, the things that are popular on mixtapes aren't really popular among coaches and things of that nature. But so he won't shy away from playing on the block. He loves to shoot and, you know, pick and pop situations and things of that nature. But I've never seen somebody attack the rim as hard as he attacks the rim. And in a screen and roll or a fast break, whatever, he goes hard.
I weigh 170. I've seen him reported anywhere between 210 and 220. But he's also, I'm 6'2". He's 7'1". Does he know he has to put weight on to play at this level?
Yeah, he eats 7 meals a day right now.
And, 7 meals a day?
I got something in common with Thon Maker. I love this.
He's very regimented. And it's not like just go eat whatever you want at 10:30, eat whatever you want at noon. He has a plan. With Thon, there's always a plan. And, you know, it's not to where he's going to be somebody that's a pain in the backside about everything. But he's like, coach, it's 10:30. You know, I need to eat something. So he gets a granola bar, you know, or something like that. But there's always, he's constantly eating. You're just like, Thon, are you even hungry? He's like, no, I'm not, but I gotta eat. And so he's very conscientious of what it is. And his, you know, it's just the nature of being where he's from and everything, that the body types just are not conducive to being what people think it should be immediately. And so he's got to work on it, and it's going to be constantly be something that he's done or is working on. But he's put on 25 to 30 pounds in the last, you know, year and a half. And it's all good weight. And so he's definitely getting there, and he just does whatever he has to do.
Does he know anything about Milwaukee? Have you talked to him? Did you communicate with him yesterday after his name was announced?
Yeah, he called me last night about 12:30 after he got done with all the media circus and everything there at the draft. And I think he was on an early flight this morning to Milwaukee. I'm not sure what his day today was going to be like. But very familiar, you know, Tyler Ennis being from Canada, playing for the Bucks. You know, all of us have followed Tyler fairly closely, and obviously Jason Kidd has a big name that rings anywhere. And so pretty familiar with Milwaukee. I know he's extremely excited to get there and meet people and get to work for sure.
Brandon, we've taken up a lot of your time. We really do appreciate it. Fans, they know it's a swing for the fences guy, but if anything that you're saying is going to come true, they're going to be pretty excited in a year or two when he does adjust to the NBA and play at this level. Thank you so much for coming on and letting us know a little bit more about Thon Maker.
Absolutely. You guys got to dive. He's a great person, and everybody's going to really love him. So I'm ecstatic for him, and, you know, big Milwaukee Bucks fan now, that's for sure.
There we go. Forget about those Raptors. Right. Root for the Milwaukee Bucks. Thanks, Brandon. Take
Let's
care.
Do it. Thank you.
Brandon Leshovsky, Athlete Institute in Ontario. He was Thon Maker's coach the last two seasons. Probably could have gone another 15, 20 minutes with him, but we have to get to a quick timeout. He was on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Some things fade with time, but after 80 years, Great Midwest is simply better. Visit greatmidwestbank.com. and learn about the portfolio loan that can make your dream of owning a home come true.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.